Right, it's time to talk to my guest, who is Rob Atkins from Oxford Archaeology, who are busy at the moment working on a project at Harvest Way, which is just around the corner from Cambridge 105, just off Newmarket Road. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Yep, great. I've just been digging on a site only 5 minutes walk away.
Brilliant. So you just put your spade down and pot round for a few minutes.
Yep, no rush off.
Brilliant. Okay, well, thank you very much for coming in. This is an interesting topic. Just background to the listeners. This is something that Julian found going on just around the corner the other day. Was interested. Julian's quite nosy. Interested in what you were doing. So he thought he'd invite somebody in to tell him about it. So tell us first of all about Oxford Archaeology and what, I guess the name is partly self-explanatory, but what you guys do. And how long you've been doing it for?
I've been personally involved in archaeology for 25 years since university. We're used to be part of Cambridgeshire County Council, and we're now taken over by Oxford East Archaeology, which is a charity trust, educational charity.
Okay, all right.
And I've been digging at Harvest Way for the last 10 weeks, got another 10 weeks to go. We're looking at the lay settlement of Barnwell Priory, a massively important priory on the other side of Newmarket Road, from 1112. And we're looking at really trying to find the houses and the buildings, industry of the lay settlement over quite a big area.
Okay. So is this quite a common practice whenever something's being, an area's being redeveloped?
Yes, definitely. I mean, if you have a major development, we always do an archaeological evaluation, and we put some few excavation trenches by machine, and we found very important archaeology from the modern period going down to medieval buildings, both and we've probably got about 10 medieval buildings on site, probably about 20 odd wells, and we've got industrial remains of metalworking, horn cores from for tanning, and we've also got prehistoric human burial, which could easily be Iron Age, which could be about 300, 400 BC, or it may be much older in the Bronze Age, say like 5,000 years ago. Okay. We're going to carbon date it in the next week or two.
Okay, so how do you go about, do you have to get permission to do these archaeological digs from whoever's redeveloping the land? Or?
Unfortunately for developers, it's all part of the planning process. Since 1990, if you want to do a big development, there's a county archaeologist. He looks at all major development signs, and it's part of the planning process, and it's developer pays.
Okay, all right. So you presumably had some background as to what you might be finding on this site before you turned up there.
Yeah, we're directly opposite the medieval church, and we knew it's in part of the Barnwell Priory lay settlement, but very few documentary documents survive. But we knew it was there, and it survives amazingly well.
Okay, so give us a bit more detail as to what you've found so far. How long do you have to be there for before you find something? Is that the first day, or do you have to sort of...
We take away the old factory, which was built in 68, yep. And then we go down layers. So we go through the post-medieval modern development, where it's known for its poor quarter. The poor part of Cambridge was based in Barnwell. Mm-hmm. And it's actually in the 18th century was known as Bawdy Barnwell, which was known for prostitution area. So we're trying to find out the different areas and which houses there were. We've got probably a 17th century inn there, which we found. We got massive cellars surviving 2 metres underground, brick building. And it seems to have been burnt down in about 1730. Okay. By the artifacts. You've got lamps, we've got candlesticks, we've got all sorts of drinking vessels, all leading us to think it's probably an inn. And we've got massive burning pottery burnt, glass vessels burnt, and we've tried to link it to the Great Fire of Barnwell, when about a third of the village was known to actually have been destroyed.
Okay.
So it's very very interesting for us.
All right. And why are these things still there now? Why have they not been found previously?
Because archaeology never really took place until the 80s, really. Because the planning process meant that very few excavations took place.
Right.
It's government-led, and it's really meaning that we now understand Cambridge far more than we did before.
Okay. So give us an idea of the size of this site. What sort of size are we looking at?
We're looking at probably about 100 metres by 50 metres area, which is they're going to build 74 flats on it with shops on the frontage. And so it's if you think about the new travel lodge built there, it's about the same size again.
Okay. All right. And give us some examples, some other sites that you've been at before and things that you've found in the local area. Where have you been at previously?
I've dug quite a lot all over Ely, which I've published in various journals. And I've the Iron Age Roman sites. I've done part of Ramsey Abbey in Huntingdonshire, which mm-hmm. we published in Medieval Archaeology a few years ago. So, yeah, I mean, I know the area quite well. Been here for 12 years, worked in Northamptonshire for 10 years. So, yes, I enjoy it. I think it's a fantastic area to live and work.
What's the most exciting thing you found then?
I think probably is a crouch burial dated to 370 BC, give or take a few years. She was buried alive in a pit, hands and feet tied, and she had a collar around her neck. It's actually now in Northampton Borough Museum on display, which right. is a very unusual find, and you can tell what happened and what people did in the past. Mm. The whole idea is trying to understand why did people act, why did people live, how do they live, and trying to understand the past, which I've enjoyed doing for the last 25 years.
I was going to say, it's the sort of thing that you would get into because you've got a passion for history and wanting to know, you know, more about what happened in the past.
I think if you don't want to do it, you don't do it, because it's very poorly paid. I think it's meant to be the worst paid graduate profession in the country.
So really?
You have to be fairly single-minded, but you really have to enjoy it. And you normally find out through working through winters and minus conditions, snow, etc., whether you want to carry on.
Yeah. How many of you are there involved at that particular site at the moment then?
We got about an average of about 12 people on site and it's meant to be going for 20 weeks altogether. And okay. I've been running it, I've been running sites for 20 years now. So.
Okay, all right. You said to me off air that you're looking for some photographs of Cambridge from, did you say, pre-1930s?
Really from the pre-1968 factory.
1960s, okay.
We really would love to see photographs. We know that from archaeology that some of the buildings were 18th century in origin, still surviving into the probably into the 50s and 60s. Mm. So it would be very interesting to try and relate the photographs to what we found on site.
Okay, so if anybody's knows somebody that's got these photographs or has them themselves, what's the best way to get in touch with you guys?
You could either come on to our site, which is in Harvest Way, and I'm very happy to show people around. We've got lorries on site occasionally. If they're not around, I would love to show you around, and okay. Please come over.
All right, okay. So for more information about Oxford Archaeology, you can go to their website, which is oxfordarchaeology.com. Do you know what you're up to next after this site? What you're moving on to?
I'll be writing it up. So I'll be on and off the next few years. I'll be really... We've got probably going to have something about 15,000, 20,000 shards of pottery, dozens of artifacts, hundreds and hundreds of metalworking objects, all have to be analysed and all reported on and then published in a book.
Okay.
So that's my next mission in life.
What do you prefer doing, discovering these things or writing them up?
I love doing both, because yeah? it's so varied. I said history and archaeology is all different periods, all different types of sites, and it's the best job I've ever done.
Okay, well, it sounds fascinating. Thank you very much for coming in and telling us about it, Rob. So oxfordarchaeology.com is the website. And if you've got any photographs from pre-1960 when the factory was there before, then get in touch with the guys. They'd be very interested to see them. Thank you very much.